Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 245, The Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2. Let that settle for just a moment. David did not write this from a comfortable chair. He wrote it as a man who knew the smell of the wilderness, the weight of running, the exhaustion of failure, the strange mercy of surviving. And after all of that, after all of it, he opens his mouth and says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Not a shepherd, my shepherd. That word, my, is a declaration of intimacy, of belonging. David is not describing a God who manages crowds from a distance, indifferent and far off. He is describing a God who knows him by name, who knows you by name, not by a number, not by your record, by name. And because of who this shepherd is, David can say it with his whole chest, "I shall not want." Now hear this carefully, because this promise is easy to misread. It is not a promise of luxury. It is not, "You will get everything you wish for." It is a promise of sufficiency, that the sheep will have what it needs, not because the sheep has earned it, but because the shepherd is good. The goodness is in him, not in our performance. And where does this shepherd take his sheep? To green pastures, beside still waters. Lying down in green pastures is not laziness. It is trust. It is the posture of a sheep that has learned it does not need to scramble desperately for provision, because the shepherd has already gone ahead. He has already chosen the place. He has already prepared what you need for today. And the still waters, this one moves me. Did you know that sheep will not drink from a rushing torrent? The noise frightens them. They freeze at the edge. And the good shepherd knows this. He does not drag his sheep to a roaring river and tell them to figure it out. He leads them, gently, purposefully, to where the water is calm, where they can actually drink, where they can be truly restored. God knows exactly what kind of restoration you need, not what the world tells you should fix you. What you, specifically you, need to be made whole. And here is the part that changes everything. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," and then went to the cross to prove it. Psalm 23 is not merely ancient poetry. It is the story of a shepherd who gave his own life so that the sheep could lie down in peace. The rest that David sang about, Jesus purchased at the highest possible cost. So today, you have a choice. You can launch into your morning already running, already anxious, already braced for everything that might go wrong. Or you can stop. 2 minutes. Before breakfast, before the phone, before any of it. Place your hand on your chest, breathe, and say it out loud. Out loud. "The Lord is my shepherd. Today I trust him." Let that truth land in you before any worry of the day does, because it is older than your fear. It is stronger than your circumstances, and it belongs to you. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.